4. Praise to the Lord who doth nourish thy life and restore thee, fitting thee well for the tasks that are ever before thee. Then to thy need God as a mother doth speak, spreading the wings of grace o'er thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again, gladly forever adore Him. Thank you. You may be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we come into your praise with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. Thank you, God, for all the ways that you guide us and help us live every day in this world. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us in our lives, Lord. Even when we are not able, you help us, Lord, with your strength and might every day. Thank you for the gift of life, friends and family and the church and all the things that come with it, Lord. We thank you for everything that you give us. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather here in your name to worship you, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Even though we are few in number, help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, Lord. We pray that your name be lifted up and your people be blessed as we worship and lift your name up through our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, in everything we do. Help us, Lord, to lift up your name, that your people be blessed by your power today. Thank you again for this opportunity you have given us, Lord. We pray for all those who have gathered here today and also in our church next door. And also we pray for those who could not join us in our worship today. Bless them wherever they are. Be with us and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you want, you can help get up and greet each other in Christian love. I usually have a good morning. Thank you for coming.
Thank
you. Oh, no, I was telling the kids.
Morning. We'll sing one song. You can remain seated. We'll sing 400. It's not in the bulletin, but it's 400. We'll sing one line, one stanza of that song.
Come the fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Thank you. That was great. Okay.
Yeah.
Please be seated.
Just the hymnal.
So we wanted to honor our veterans today. I don't know how many veterans are here today. I know Harry is our veteran. And anybody else? Norman? Wayne is also was in the military. So we wanted to honor our veterans with a prayer. And we used to have more people here when Jack and Eddie and all of them were here. So we'll also remember them at this time. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for the miraculous ways and all the ways that you guide us every day. Throughout history, you have provided faithful leaders and sent your Holy Spirit to renew all who follow you. We are thankful for the nation and the opportunities and freedom that you have given in this country, Lord. We remember those who fought for defending our country, for our freedom and liberty by their service, and some of them paid the ultimate price of giving their lives. We pray for those who continue to serve in the military. We remember these, your servant, remembering with gratitude their courage and strength. We thank you again for their services, Lord. We pray for the leaders in our government, our president, vice president, and cabinet members, and all those who make decisions. We pray that you will grant them wisdom to do good in the spirit of peace and justice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's Psalm 93. If you are able, please stand. On page 813. The Lord reigns and is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed and is girded with strength.
The Lord has established the world. It shall never be known.
Your throne has been established from old. You are from everlasting.
The floods lift up their voice.
Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very sure. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Amen. Please be seated. As we come before God with our prayers, let us raise our prayers of concerns and blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive, and also lift up our prayers of burdens and concerns together to the throne of grace of God. And God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us trust in His promise and go to Him in prayer. If you turn to the back of the bulletin, in the boxes there, you will see our regular prayer requests. Please continue to pray for these people and these items listed there. Particularly, we wanted to remember, as I reminded you earlier, Carol and Wayne in our prayers for a healing, particularly for her during this painful time with her hip that she felt this morning. So please keep her in our prayers during this time. Continue to pray for Martha. She is online with us. She said she is feeling better. She had a chemo session last week, which was not very good, but let us keep her in our prayers as well. And continue to pray for Ellen and Nicholson, who is in the hospice care, Terry's mother. Please pray for the family as well as they take care of her. Pray for George Vorgis. He's still on his tube feeding, so please keep him in our prayers that he will come out of the tube soon and strengthen his body. Pray for me and my wife. I had a stent put in 2 weeks ago. I'm fine, but please keep me in our prayers. She started a cough along with that. I don't know if it has anything to do with me, but she's still coughing and a couple of weeks now, so please keep her in our prayers. I'm glad that she's able to sing with me today. I didn't know she was able to. That is good. Continue to pray for our country as we had an election and the new leaders. Let us pray that God will lift up the right people to make the leadership, and also so they will be guided by the Spirit to make the right decisions for us. Let us pray for our nation, our president of the country and the vice president, leaders of the Congress, our governors, and all those who make decisions that affect our daily lives. So let us keep them in our prayers and lift them up. Let us remember our service workers, our military, police, fire, our grocery clerks and trash workers, and many, many others who serve us every day. Let us be thankful for their services and also keep them in our prayers for their safety and their families. So let us pray for them at this time. Are there any special announcements other than listed there? Any prayer requests? Pray for those who are traveling. Many of our church members are traveling, so please keep them in our prayers as they are traveling for travel mercies. If there are no special call-outs, let us spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks will find." Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your time and your will. Thank you, God, for the gift of life, along with all the joys and the blessings that you shower upon us every day. We thank you for loving us even when we don't deserve it. Even when we were yet sinners, Lord, you loved us, and help us, Lord, to be grateful for that. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. We come before you as your children, Lord, looking for our needs, looking up to you for our needs. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. You are the Creator, and we come before you because you can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, you are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and grief, you give us comfort and peace. You are the source of true healing, Lord. Help us, Lord, to come before you no matter where we are. We lift up those who need your protection and healing today. Particularly, we lift up Carol as she's suffering with the pain now from her fall. We pray for your healing hand to touch her, Lord. Strengthen her body, and above all, we pray for peace and comfort with both Wayne and Carol at this time. We pray for Martha. Thank you for giving her the strength to join us today online. Bless her with your healing again, Lord. Continue to be with her and Richard. Bless them with your comforting presence as a family, Lord. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson. We pray for George Vorgis, and we pray for me and Van. Bless us, Lord, with your healing according to our needs. We know that you are the healer and the true physician. We come before you trusting in your power, Lord, your healing power. By your stripes we are healed. And help us, Lord, to trust in your healing power at this time. We thank you for all the blessings you give us every day. We pray for our country. We pray for the freedom that you have given us to worship together, Lord, and all the opportunities that you have given us, Lord. We pray for our veterans, and we thank you for their services and those who have given their ultimate sacrifice of life. We thank you for their services, Lord. We pray for our nation, our president of our country, our vice president, leaders of the Congress and governors of the state, and all those who are in leadership, who make decisions that affect our daily lives, Lord. We pray that you will give them the fear of God in their hearts and give them the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to do the right things for us. We pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, and all those service people who serve us every day. Guide them with your guidance every day and protect them, and pray for their families. Be with us today, Lord. Even when we are few in numbers, we know that you are in our midst. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, in our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, in everything that we make here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray for our church and the future of our church. We pray that you will bless us with your guidance as we look forward to another year. We pray for also the Hispanic church, Lord. Bless them also that we can grow together and serve this community, to serve others who are in need, who need salvation, and who need a lot of physical needs at this time. We pray that you will help us to do your work in this community faithfully with the opportunities that you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, today with your presence as we go from this place, that we will be empowered by your power, that we will be faithful witnesses for you in the places that you place us. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. You can play any music. Please stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and who all we are. We thank you for the opportunity that you gave us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Bless this offertory so that it can be used for the blessing of this community and also this world. We thank you again for your Son Jesus Christ, through whom you have given us more than we could ever deserve, Lord. Thank you again for all those were able to give today, and we pray for those who could not give today. Bless all of them, Lord, and love them with your, and cover them with your protection. Be with us today as we continue to worship, and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture. It is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 35 through 41. It's also on the screen if you can see that far. If not, you can just listen to me as I read it. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious call came up and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the living word. Thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us, Lord, that will become life and spirit in us, so that we can be life and spirit to this world. Speak to me and speak through me today to your people, Lord, that we will be empowered by the power of your word as we go from this place. As we meditate on your word, illumine our souls, Lord, so that we can see the truths behind the words and apply those in our lives and be a blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here is a very familiar passage where Jesus calms the storm and the sea that became furious while they were traveling across the lake one time together. Even though it's a lake, it's a huge lake. Sometimes it's called Sea of Galilee. It's also sometimes referred to as Sea of Galilee. And it's a lake, actually, a huge one. We actually were able to go there a few years ago and travel across that lake. It was a beautiful experience to be there and experience what it means to be, when the scripture says it's a lake, Sometimes it's called a sea as well. There are not a lot of big waves, but it's huge. It's very huge. You cannot see from one end to the other. So the disciples usually are very familiar with this lake because most of the disciples were fishermen. So they are very familiar with this lake and the sea surrounding this area as well. But most of the time they fish around the, on the shore side. They don't go deep into the lake or in the ocean to fish. So they usually go a couple of miles and fish and come back. That's what they usually do. Very rarely they have to go across the lake. There are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, they don't want to go far there, 3-4 miles, and then it takes a long time to come back with their catch. And they don't need to do that kind of travel. And at the same time, nobody goes across the lake several miles across, because the other side is another country, actually. It's Gerasene, which is not Jewish. And they don't have anything to do with Jewish people. They don't like to interact with each other because of the racial tensions and the discrimination that they had at that time. They don't go to each other. So that's another reason they don't want to go there. But here, Jesus is asking them to go across to the very place that they don't really like to go to. So crossing over is an experience in our lives that we have to be prepared. Because you never know when God asks us to cross over, even though you may not want to. God will ask you to get out of your comfort zones, which we like to be on the seashore, on the side where we can fish a little fish and make our living and be with our families and be comfortable every day and have a happy life. But sometimes God shakes us up and say, you are not supposed to be comfortable here. I want you to step into the water and I want you to go across the across the lake with me. Are you ready? You never know when that call comes. It comes to you when you least expect it. That's happened to many saints in the past and it happened to me. And I'm sure it's happened to all of you at some point or other. That's what God does. He does not want us to be complacent. When we live a life in this world, we like to be complacent with what we have. But God wants us to be warriors of faith, going beyond, because He's going to go with us. And Jesus wanted them to go across the lake. And when they got out there, the story of experiencing God's presence, protection, and power happened in a miraculous way when they did that. We are called not to be stationary at one side, but Jesus wants us to advance and go forward and cross over to the other side. We have a choice to make, either stay here or cross over. And in our personal lives, we have choices to make every day. As a church, we have a choice to make too every day. And particularly during this time, as we are looking forward to a new year and new decisions have to be made, we all have to make decisions. But when it comes to making decisions, many of us are not good at it. Many of us try to back off from us and say, hey, I don't want to do anything with it. Because it can be a little hurtful, it can be a little painful, but God wants to make us decisions. If we don't make decisions, you know what happens? You know what happens? Somebody else will make it for you, and you may not like it. That's what happens. And remember the story that I have told you? I don't know if I told you. When Ronald Reagan was like 8 or 9, his mom took him to a shoe store. They made shoes by hand at that time, and the shoemaker wanted to make shoes for him and asked him, do you want flat-toe shoe or long-toe shoe? And he did not know what to make a decision at that time. So he said, well, I don't know, flat toe is better or the tip toe is better. So he didn't give him an answer and he said, you make your own decision, and left. So when they came back to pick up the shoe, guess what happened? One of them was flat toe, the other was long toe. And the shoemaker was actually teaching him a lesson that even when you are young, you have to make certain decisions, big or small. If you don't make a decision, somebody else will make it for you. and then you may not like it. So that's what Jesus was teaching us through many instances. Jesus taught us that point that we are decision makers. And believe it or not, just as in among all the creations, human beings have the highest decision-making capacity. And we, no other animals have to make such a decision as we have to make every day. Because we have the logic, we have reasoning that God has given us in our lives, none unlike any other animals or living things in this world. So we have to use it. And that is our creation, the unique creation that God has given us. So the disciples were there. They had a long day probably. They just wanted to sit down and relax. And here Jesus is telling them, let us go to the other side. And the other side is not a pretty good side either. It's Gerizim, the foreign land that they never wanted to go, because they are all Jewish people here, and the other Gerizims are Gentiles. And we never want to go there, and Jesus is asking us to go there. And when we come to this part of the story, there were three or four parables Jesus explained to them just before this incident happened. And one of them is about the story of a man who was filled with demons that Jesus cast out, and the healing of the woman, and with the flow of blood, and the raising of Jairus' daughter from the dead. So he taught them several things in parables, and also had many miracles that happened during this time while they were traveling across the lake. And we are familiar with the comfortable side of our lives, but when we wanted to take risks to go to an unfamiliar place, we do not trust God that much anymore, because you know that unknown future is something that bothers us, right? We want everything to be known. God, tell me what happens tomorrow, I'll be happy. Would you be happy if God tells you everything that happens tomorrow? Then you want to know what happens the next day, and the next day. And then you will be asking questions about your children. What's going to happen to my children tomorrow? Your questions will never end. So don't think that if you know everything about tomorrow, you will be happy. You will not be happy. Nobody, no one will be happy. So thank God that God does not give us everything that about tomorrow and the future, because it's in His hands. And God wants us to trust Him for the future, because He is a good God who has been good in the past, and He will be good in the future. So the experience in my life has taught me several things, that God will ask you at the most unexpected time to take a step for Him. It happened to a lot of people. When I was called, while I was working full-time in corporate world, God called me. I never knew I was going to be a pastor. I never wanted to be a pastor. I liked to teach. I liked the word of God, but I thought I would ever be a pastor. But the call came at the most unexpected time. And I could have said no. I almost said no when the district superintendent and the bishop called me and said, you know, you have an assignment that you like to go and help this church. And that church was going to close down. And so I prayed about it, my wife prayed about it, and my children didn't think it was a good idea, because they knew me. I had a short temper and I cannot deal with people that much. So they told me, Dad, it's not for you. They told me that. But my wife supported me, we prayed about it, and we said, we'll go. The only thing that prompted me to take up the assignment was that I hate see church getting closed down. So I don't want to see that church closing down. So I said, even with my job, I will go and help that church out. And then I started, you know, preaching there, and here I am. This is our, eighth year or so that I've been preaching. This is my second church. I never knew that I could do this. So whenever you follow God's call, God will help you. And it is not the equipped that God calls. God calls and then He equips us. Many times we think we are not ready. But God will make us ready. Remember Moses. Moses was slow in tongue, and he says like he stammered, he could not speak well, and he was called to lead the people of Israel, millions of people, and he made that excuse before God and said, God, I am a slow tongue man, I cannot speak. And then God asked him, who made the tongues and the mouth? And he didn't have an answer, right? I will be with you. And your brother Aaron will speak for you wherever you can speak. And guess what? Moses became the greatest leader of Israel, and you and I know that. How about Mary, the mother of Jesus? She was a little girl, living a quiet life, and God called her at the most unexpected time and gave her the biggest task in this world, that nobody wanted to take it, and people are going to be saying bad things about her. Her betrothed husband, Joseph, was going to suspect her. All kinds of things happened in the little girl's life. Nobody wanted that. But God wanted that mission for Mary to take up. And she said, yes, let your will be done in my life. If she had said no to that, what would have happened to this world? You know, God would have another plan definitely, but we would not have Mary or Jesus, you know, like the way we know. But that's not what God's plan was. And Mary said yes, and she took upon that. And many, many, many others, and including most of you knew, who said yes when God called you. So let us take a decision in our lives that when God calls, we will answer the call and say, yes, Lord, we'll go wherever you want us to go. Whenever we go and take a step in faith forward, it will give you a new perspective of who Jesus really is. Whenever we want to understand, so we know who Jesus is in our lives, through our experience, that he loves us, he helps us. But there is more in Jesus that we have not seen. Only when you take that step in that boat, the disciples, when they traveled with him, they saw another perspective of Jesus that they have never seen before. Because when the storm came, when the waves hit the boat and they were in fear, and he was sleeping, and they were afraid, and they woke him up and said, don't you care about our lives? But he said, you of little faith. And he stood up and he calmed, he told the wind and the storm to calm down. He commanded them. And they were really surprised. This is the Jesus that we have never seen before. So when we go through storms in our lives, remember that God is going to give you a better experience that you have never experienced before. So don't be afraid, because Jesus is with us and we are going to see his power that we have never seen before. In our experiences of life, do not be upset. He is there to handle every situation that we are going to face. Fear not. That is what Jesus said to them. Do not be afraid, because I am here with you. In the Bible, some scholars I read that say that there are 365 times it says fear not or do not be afraid. One for every day, in other words. So do not be afraid. As we live a life in this world, there are a lot of storms and waves that can come hit us. And God can ask you to take up some things that God wants us to accomplish in this world. It is through you and me that God accomplishes many things in this world. And remember that. And God has chosen us to do that. Crossing over empowers you to become more powerful in ministry and life. And when they arrived on the other side, the territory of the Gerasenes, Jesus stepped out of the boat. A man with an unclean spirit came out of the tombs and met him. And it's called a legion. You can go and read that experience. So that was a very fearful situation that they faced. And they thought, is this what Jesus called us to come? To face this lunatic, this madman? But God healed him. Jesus healed him. And they were seeing another perspective of Jesus that they have not seen before. So anytime God asks us to do something, remember that he's going to take us to places that we have not experienced before. And anytime we go through, you know, painful situations, remember that he is there with us. And his power is overwhelming, that he is the all-powerful God who can control the storms and the waves. And we don't have to be afraid. In Isaiah 43, it says that the prophet is saying, do not be afraid, because I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they won't sweep over you. When you walk through fire, you won't be scorched and the flame will not burn you. God is going to protect you from the fire and the storm that you have to face in this world. During the 30 years of war in Germany, there was a pastor by named Paul Gebhardt who was pastoring a church there. One day, he went out into a small village inn, and one night as they they had to stay in a small inn, in a little hotel at that time. And his wife broke down, cried in despair, because they didn't have a place to stay in that cold night, only a little place, and they didn't have food or any drinks to drink during that night. So his wife was a little upset. To comfort her, the pastor reminded her of the scripture promises about God's provision and keeping. Then going out in the garden to be alone, he broke out and wept. And he went out into the yard of the little hotel and fell on his knees and started praying to give him the comfort, to comfort his wife during that time when they were finding themselves homeless. And during that time, God gave him a beautiful hymn. Many of you probably know that. This is how it reads: "Give to the winds thy fears, and be not dismayed. God hears your sighs and counts your tears. God shall lift up your head. Through waves and clouds and storms, he gently clears our way. Wait for his time. So shall the night soon end, and the joyous way will come up." Give the wind your fears. That's what he wrote. If you see wind coming against you, give the wind your fears. And take out all your burdens, give it to the waves. It is not for us to carry. Let them have it. And Jesus is going to calm the wind and the storm, no matter what you are going through. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. 2. My faith looks up to thee. We will sing verses 1, 3, and 4. If you are able, please stand.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my God. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. No, let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above a ransomed soul.
Dear people of God, it is often in our darkest times that God makes his presence known most clearly. He uses our sufferings and troubles to show us that he is our only source of strength. And when we see this truth, like we have heard about the disciples, we will see a new perspective of God. So go from this place knowing that he is there with you, calming the storms. May the grace of our Lord Jesus and love of the Heavenly Father and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.